Euradio présente Europina Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite. Today's Europe in a Soundbite was put together by Anne Jussum based on Anne Laubriat's notes, translated by Alfred Davies and interpreted by Alfred Davies. Find us at www.ehne.fr.
Why have women been excluded from citizenship for so long?
Citizenship is founded in notions of individual liberty and equality, developed during the 18th century. And different conceptions of citizenship rest on the idea that individuals are independent and autonomous. Yet for the thinkers on citizenship during the 18th and 19th centuries, only men were considered to be independent and autonomous. Women were restricted to the domestic sphere, thought to be subordinate to the public sphere. For a long time, this gender division allowed to justify the exclusion of women from citizenship in modern democracies. Others considered women to be represented by the men of their family, fathers, brothers, and husbands, and thus had no need to vote personally.
But there was a counterclaim.
Yes, it was brought forward from the French Revolution onwards by certain men and women, such as philosopher and mathematician Nicolas de Condorcet, the senior Prussian official Theodore G. von Hippel, and scholarly women such as Alain de Gouges in France and Mary Wollstonecraft in Great Britain.
How did women organise themselves to demand the right to vote?
Throughout the 19th century, during debates over reform of electoral systems, such as in England between 1832 and 1867, or during the Revolution of 1848 in which they participated, women were demanding a right to vote. But as these demands fell on deaf ears, they started to organise among themselves from the 1860s and start to form local suffragist associations that grow to a national level at the turn of the 20th century. Like with the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies created in Great Britain in 1897, the Deutsche Verein für Frauenrecht in Germany in 1902, and the Union Française pour le Suffrage des Femmes in France in 1909. However, these movements were not always united over which arguments to prioritise or which mobilisation strategies to adopt. The majority of these groups acted legally, organising petitions, peaceful demonstrations or republican banquets to make their claims heard. However, a minority, like the British suffragettes, resorted to civil disobedience or even violence.
When did women finally receive the right to vote?
The obtaining of the right to vote was gained gradually throughout the first half of the 20th century. Finland and Norway granted this right in 1906 and 1907, respectively. However, women in various other countries, such as Poland, Germany and the UK, had to wait until after the First World War. It was thanks to the Spanish Republic that Spanish women gained the right to vote in 1931. At the end of the Second World War in France, according to de Gaulle's wishes, and the establishment of a parliamentary monarchy in Greece in 1952.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.